Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is February 3rd, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Mizuho taps Oracle to upgrade its core banking operations. Japan-based Mizuho Bank has decided to modernize its legacy banking system for international operations by partnering with Oracle. The Bay Pay Forum announces its new podcast to complement its daily newsletter in payments and fintech. Every day, Bay Pay members receive the most relevant news in payments and fintech. These news are now also available through a podcast created every day and available directly on its website or on Spotify. BaaS provider Doc Financial launches cloud-based platform. Germany-based banking-as-a-service provider Doc Financial, Doc, has announced launching its new cloud-based platform. Exalvis integrates Volt's open banking method into online payment solution. Germany-based software developer Exalvis has announced integrating UK-based payment network Volt's payment method into its online payment gateway. EBRD, EU, and GCF provide US$175, $5 million in Egypt for the green economy. EBRD, EU, and GCF have announced their partnership to support the green economy in Egypt by offering an additional US$175, $5 million under the JEF. ABN AMRO improves financial service access for nonprofits. Netherlands-based bank ABN AMRO has introduced a new page on its website that aims to improve financial access for nonprofit organizations. ECB publishes financed climate-related indicators and emissions. The European Central Bank has announced the publishment of a new series of statistical indicators that aim to help analyze and manage climate risks in finance. MoneyFarm launches platform as a service solution for MNG. Digital wealth manager MoneyFarm has launched a platform as a service solution in the UK for MNG PLC and powered by MNG Wealth. ASA launches new form of open banking. US-based embedded fintech ASA has created the collaborative banking movement, a form of open banking in which banks maintain ownership of customer data in a secure environment. Clickatel launches Chat2Pay on WhatsApp for customers of FlySafair. US-based chat commerce company Clickatel has rolled out Chat2Pay, enabling airline FlySafair's customers to pay for luggage on the latter's WhatsApp channel. Alternative airlines partners Atomi for flexible payments in Asia. Global flight search and booking website, Alternative Airlines, has announced a new strategic partnership with Atome, a BNPL provider, to offer flexible payment options to travelers in Asia. Fintiv enables cross-border digital remittance in Asia with GeoSwift. US-based mobile commerce platform Fintiv has partnered with Paytech GeoSwift to enable digital remittance payments into Asia through the former's mobile wallets. Yerone partners with SOLFIN. Financial technology solutions and payments provider Yerone has announced its partnership with SOLFIN to enhance prepaid card issuing services to their clients. Klarpay adds 13 new dedicated currency accounts. Switzerland-based fintech Klarpay expands its international payment offering with the launch of 13 new currency IBAN accounts. NatWest trials card recycling machines. UK-based NatWest has launched a trial of reverse vending machines designed to collect unused plastic cards in a secure manner so that they can be recycled. Cloud Signature Consortium warns on EIDAS2 risks. The Cloud Signature Consortium, CSC, has issued an open letter to warn on the risks for consumers and the trust services sectors of the proposed amendments in the EIDAS II regulation. NextGen Nordics 2023, back and better than ever. Finextra will be back in Stockholm to bring the new world of Nordic banking to life for the NextGen Nordics 2023 conference on the 25th of April. India's biggest retailer trials digital rupee. India's CBDC plans have taken a step forward with news that the country's largest retailer, Reliance Retail, has agreed to start accepting digital rupee payments. Judge dismisses class action suit against Coinbase. Shares in Coinbase soared by more than 20% on Thursday after a judge dismissed a class action lawsuit against the cryptocurrency exchange. Australian government publishes token mapping consultation paper. The Treasury of Australia is seeking responses to its latest consultation paper, exploring crypto assets in the Australian financial services regulatory context. FCA cracks down on fraudulent promotions. New data published by the Financial Conduct Authority, FCA, reveals that the regulator blocked over 8,000 misleading advertisements and promotions during 2022. The rise of social commerce and social payments. There's no question that the rise of social media has had a profound impact on our daily lives. These platforms have changed the. Alvear announces partnership with Coppel. Finance platform provider Alvear has announced its partnership with the Coppel store chain to launch a mobile wallet for digital financial services. Apple to launch BNPL feature. Apple has announced that its Buy Now, Pay Later, BNPL, solution is in beta testing among Apple employees and is set to be soon available to the public in the US. Alipay Plus extends Foodpanda partnership to Malaysia through the Touch & Go e-wallet. Alipay Plus has expanded its partnership with food delivery platform Foodpanda to Malaysia, adding one more payment method for customers. Gobi Partners invests in Paywatch and PitchIN. Venture capital firm Gobi Partners has announced the investment in onboarding Paywatch and PitchIN to its Gobi Superseed 2 fund, Gobi SSII fund. Bitfinex introduces a new trading spread ladder tool. Digital token trading platform Bitfinex has introduced a new trading spread ladder into its user interface for traders. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.